This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We do a lot of book interviews on this program, not so many book reviews, but for the Federal Reserve, sure, we will definitely make an exception. You have heard me talk about this before, I'm sure. The Fed's beige book, anecdotal information gathered and disseminated 8 times a year from each Fed regional bank. But whence do those anecdotes come? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is on the book review desk today.
The beige book got its exciting title from, yes, the color of its cover. It is riveting reading if you're an economist.
There was a point at which I was consuming it as if it were a miniseries.
Lisa Cook is an economist at Michigan State University. And even though she loves reading the beige book with its anecdotes from across the country, she says it can be improved.
I think it is a view of the economy. I think it could be a more representative view of the regional economy with a greater diversity of sources.
Cook is talking about the people researchers at the regional Fed banks reach out to as they try to take the pulse of their local economies. The beige book starts out with an overview of the national economy. Then there's a chapter from each of the 12 regional Fed banks, a summary of their local economies, things like retail and car sales, employment, wages. If you've ever skimmed through the beige book, and I know you have, you'll notice that most of its sources are business owners and CEOs, contacts at manufacturers, car dealerships, retailers.
It's written from the perspective of people selling products, not the people buying the products, the consumers.
That's Andrew Levin, a former Fed economist now teaching economics at Dartmouth College.
It doesn't really reflect people of color. Just missing a lot of the reality of what's happening to real people in the real world in ordinary communities.
Levin says a recent Census Bureau survey found that a quarter of families in rental housing were worried they might not be able to pay the next month's rent. By contrast, the beige book just talks about landlords worried their tenants will miss a rent payment. I reached out to all 12 regional Fed banks to get their take on this. Some never responded. Others said no comment. Two did give me interviews. I spoke first with Joe Mann, a regional economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis.
First of all, I would say this is still a work in progress. We always know we can do a better job in this regard.
Mann says the Minneapolis Fed did do a one-time separate survey of women and minority-owned businesses, part of it in Spanish. He says if you talk to, say, retailers, you get a reading on all of their customers at once. But surveying individual consumers for the beige book, he says that's a tall order.
If you're talking about a focus group of a few dozen people out of an economy of how many millions of households, it's a daunting challenge. It's certainly something that would be worth doing.
Over at the Richmond Fed, regional economist Sonia Ravindra Waddell says they also focus on talking to businesses for their part of the beige book. And they are also trying to broaden their business contacts, looking at diversifying roundtables they use as sources for the beige book.
I know that we, you know, have some community college representation. We have economic development authorities. We have chambers or like regional business alliances.
The Fed doesn't ignore consumers. There is a national consumer survey, but it doesn't come out as often as the beige book, and it doesn't have the same local detail. If the regional Fed banks wanted to reach out to consumers, Andrew Levin, the former Fed economist, says they could band together to create a poll of households for the beige book. And Michigan State economist Lisa Cook says if the job's too big, it can always be subcontracted out. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.